Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm your co-host, Red Bear.
It's been a fantastic week. I mean, I'm saying that I almost died of sickness, and you were out in the middle of, like, nowhere, right?
Yeah, well, this weekend I went out in the middle of Mississippi.
So you were camping, right?
Yeah, out in the tent. Basically, my idea was to play Skyrim, but in real life, not nearly as fun.
Yeah, I mean...
not even close.
Were there dragons in Mississippi?
Well, there were some large people that could possibly have been dragons.
Welcome to America.
No awesome. Snow, though.
No snow.
Just heat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did have...
Just heat.
Well, no, Skyrim has this really crazy weather where it's a lot like Morocco, where one corner is a rainforest, the other corner is like this subtropical type desert, and then you go a little bit further, and all of a sudden it's like winter. I'm not going to say it's a wonderland.
No, it's more like the Alps or something.
Okay. Yeah, Skyrim's got really crazy weather. I guess it's okay for the weathermen there to be wrong. Here, not so much. I mean, it's going to be hot and rainy all the time.
That's it.
But you know what? I got you beat. I almost died of the 24-hour flu over the Labor Day weekend.
Don't die.
No, I know. Then you'd have to shoulder the Experience Points responsibility yourself. And
yeah.
I know you're ready to do that, but I'm not ready to leave.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So did you manage to play? I'm not expecting because again, like unless you're going to go, I mean, I guess Skyrim. You technically played Skyrim.
I played Skyrim in real life.
That was kind of like a
highly
game.
Recommended on PC or console
or not in real life.
Not in real life.
Just
not
PC or console. Did you play anything else over the last week?
I got a small chance between moving like five of my friends.
Yeah.
To play.
You
Castle.
Have at least five friends.
I do. In
you
fact,
are beating
a whole
me.
Five friends.
You are beating. That's the shut-in. The shut-in's responsibility. Is to have as few friends as possible, so you're beating me.
Let's see, and I'm going to mess up the name. I think it's Castle Crushers.
Crashers?
Crashers. Castle Crashers, that was it.
It's like the multicolored, like,
yeah. Well, it's a game kind of like The Simpsons or the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
A little beat-em-up game. It's
I
pretty
like
fun. Oh, yeah, it's a very lighthearted game. One thing I will say about it, I got to about, like, the third level, I guess. Apparently, every creature in the game poops.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
That is all they do.
That's
deer, owls.
Most animals just do, produce excrement.
Not like this, they don't.
Oh, okay.
There's a deer with projectile poop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's great.
It's
a nice lighthearted game. I suggest everyone pick it up.
What's the rating? Is this an E for everyone or a mature or a T for teen?
I did not look at the rating.
It's an indie game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, so they don't even need
it. It was adapted previously from a Flash game.
Okay, so they don't even need ratings on those, I think.
No.
It's just gets greenlit. Greenlit? Is that the right way to say it? Greenlit?
Yeah, yeah.
Green,
Steam.
Green light.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, 1 year of Steam Greenlight. We've had one full year.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, one full year.
So, yay on that.
Last week I said that I purchased the Humble Bundle with Crysis 3 and Dead Space 3, and I beat Crysis 3 like in no time. I think I said that last time. Well, in my deathly state, the only thing that I was doing this weekend other than almost passing away, it was playing Dead Space 3, and after about, I think, 8-9 hours, I beat Dead Space 3. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. We'll probably do a podcast about it at a later date. We'll maybe co-op it or play it together.
Okay.
But the one thing I can say is there's these, like, necromorphs. For people that don't know what Dead Space is about, there's these markers and there's
zombies.
Aliens. Yeah, like alien zombies in space, kind of. And you're this one guy with a super suit. You're pretty much like Colonel Shepard, Commander Shepard. And you, incidentally, they have a suit, an N7 suit in Dead Space. Yeah, because everyone's owned by EA now. But, so you go through and you just kill these things. And the only way to kill them is, like, shoot off their arms and their legs and their head. There's this one necromorph class, I guess. It's like a spitter from
Left 4 Dead.
From Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
It just spews toxin, you know, vomits all
fun.
Over you. And I was actually doing a bit of that in real life this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
I do like how you were at home dying, and I'm out, like, throwing trees around.
Yeah. So, I mean, Skyrim,
like
Dead Space.
Yeah,
pretty much the same thing.
So that's what we did.
So, yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, I get the shivers all of a sudden, and I look in the game. I'm on an ice planet, and I'm like,
what do you think about that? Games better on PC and console or real life?
I would much rather you know what? I'd much rather because you get quick save, quick loads in games.
Oh, yeah.
I would
do that in real life.
I would much rather. Yeah, I mean, think of every situation.
I'd get so in trouble. There's a reason we can't do that.
But then you wouldn't.
But then I wouldn't.
You would be in trouble,
then you wouldn't.
Again, Dead Space 3, pretty awesome. I would much rather it as a game than in real life. But, hey, what can I say? We're going to move it right along. This is from Onomonoguchi. It's Endless Fantasy. They actually had a Kickstarter. They didn't do the Kickstarter for to fund the making of the album. It was all for like the swag for the album. They funded a Kickstarter. They had a Kickstarter
album
up.
Swag.
Right, right. It was like, oh yeah, we're gonna press it to an LP, or we're gonna put some cool music videos
that
to it.
Is,
or we're gonna...
Seems like it's getting popular.
Kickstarter?
Yeah. Well, no, not Kickstarter's popular. But I mean, on these albums all coming out, and then the using Kickstarter to get extra swag, like on an LP in addition to the
That.
So what's it? I Fight Dragons, I believe.
I Fight Dragons funded
recently?
Their entire. Yeah. It's, it's the Future Is Near, The Future Is Now album. It was called Code Project something or other. I can't remember. They already released a few tracks of it.
Yeah.
And they've played some live stuff. And in the near future, I've been talking with Brian. He's going to let us do a little exclusive interview with him and maybe
awesome.
One of the other guys from I Fight Dragons. But Anamanaguchi went and did the Kickstarter for just the album swag. And you know, so it's a really cool. It's kind of a lengthy track, but it's cool. Turn your bass up. Because I really like...
Always more wub-wub.
Oh, get the wub-wub. Listen to Claptrap. And this is Endless Fantasy from Anamanaguchi. From Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU, I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear. Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm Red Bear.
And I'm MG, and that was Endless Fantasy by Anamanaguchi. Again, Kickstarter, et cetera, et cetera. So we talked last week, in fact, you brought it up, about...
What'd I bring up?
About what, what's his face? Balmer.
Balmer, Steve Balmer. Balmer. I love this company!
He is... There's a really funny commercial of him trying to sell Windows 1.0. It's really awesome. He's like yelling, and he's like, how much do you think this Windows operating system is?
Is
it $1,000, $500, $1,000,000? No!
$90.
Anyway, it's crazy. You can't buy a Windows operating system for $90 anymore. Though with inflation, I guess maybe you can. But so there's a poll. I think it's like nextmicrosoftceo.com is the poll.
Yeah, I believe so.
And have you seen some of these names, right?
Oh, I have. There's some good ones.
There's some good ones. From the top with 13,068 votes as of this, as of me pulling it, is Richard Stallman. He is the president of the Free Software Foundation. The biggest one, and this was recent. Like, he was recently demoted. This is my vote as well. Linus Torvald.
Linus Torvald.
12,593 votes.
We're just switching to the Linux kernel.
All of a sudden.
Amazing.
And then, so with less than half that many votes.
Now everyone pay attention to this one.
Gabe Newell at number three. At number three. So I think that this...
I think we pretty much know what this means.
This inadvertently... indirectly confirms Half-Life 3, right?
Half-Life 3, right? Right? Gabe and 3, Microsoft polls.
That's the too much of a coincidence. Yeah. Too much of a coincidence.
Things like that just don't happen.
Now, of course, we don't actually mean... If it does, you know what? If this is what it means, if this is...
You heard it first, right here.
If Steve Ballmer stepping down as CEO is a huge, elaborate Valve conspiracy, if that's a big setup...
I believe it is.
Blew my mind, you know, like... Who does that? Hey, look, Mr.
Obviously
Ballmer.
Obviously Gabe and Mr. Ballmer.
I can imagine like Gabe Newell with like a hat and a trench coat and a shady...
They meet like a back alley.
Right, right. And they're like, Mr. Ballmer.
Outside of Apple.
Right. Tim Cook steps out. He's like...
It's like, no, man, I can't step down. I just got here. Ballmer, what are you feeling on this?
So, Mr. Gabe, we're increasing compatibility for the Mac platform. Is that correct? I'd actually love that, actually. If you could work on that, Tim and Gabe and... Linus, whenever you take over Microsoft. So moving on, we got the Humble Weekly Bundle.
Again, I always support doing these Humble Bundles just because of the charity for them.
Yeah, it goes to Child's Play. There's only one kid playing the Child
that,
Play.
Again, for last week, it's that kid with the Atari that has no friends.
Anyway, this week they have a lot of old school. The weekly bundle is the one with games. The regular Humble Bundle is like Humble Comedy Bundle. It's got Louis C.K. I fully support Louis C.K. Like you, you know, that's an awesome comedian. The cool story about him is this isn't Experience Points related, but he raised an eyebrow to me. Everyone, he's like, oh, you're saying something that's not related to the show.
Yeah, take my airtime away. I see how it is.
Anyway, he throws away all his material. After he has a tour, he just throws it away and comes up with new material.
Well, that's fancy.
And he, like, never tells
basically what we do.
Yeah, we're just unprepared. More,
is that what it is?
More on that later. anyway, the Humble Weekly Bundle, you got your Rope of Three. I think for if you beat the average, you get Crusader Knights 2.
And Magicka?
Magicka, yeah.
Magicka was
Magicka it. Is really awesome.
Indeed.
So it's one of those games that's, like, for $5, you really can't beat it. I think the average now is $5.80, but for less than $8, I'll say. It is, and it's been cheaper. It's been like $2.50 on Steam before.
Yeah, but again, this is a charity. It's going to a good cause.
It's really, really awesome for what they're doing. And I totally
and
recommend
you get games. So
I recommend.
Why not?
I love Magicka.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's the one where you do the key combinations, right? Like you have four buttons and or three buttons or something, and it's like you have ice, fire, wind, and water or something, and you hit fire, and it's a huge fireball. Then you can be like fire, ice, and it's like this wet, sloshy mess or whatever. And there's however many I don't know combinatorics very well, but it's whatever however many maximum combinations. That's a real
that's
word. I think it is. It's like three choose two or three choose four or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay.
If you have a TI calculator, it's the NCR. Yeah.
We're talking probability and statistics now.
Again, not experience points related.
This is called chasing rabbits.
This is what that is. We're going to cut to another song real quick. And then
MG gets distracted
we
again.
We have some... what's that out there?
Whoops.
Oh,
MG,
sorry.
Play the track.
Sorry.
Roll the track. Come on, let's go.
So this is Here We Go Again by Mega Ran. He used to go by Random, and maybe he still goes by Random. I don't know. I'm kind of fuzzy on what his actual name is.
It's Random.
It's either... Well, I see what he did. This is... he does a lot of Mega Man, as you could probably tell from his name, Mega Ran.
Mega Ran.
Mega Random. He does a lot of Mega Man theme type rap, so this is and this is kind of a gem, rather a staple of experience points. We have a lot from him. And he like raps, and there's not any like cursing in it, I think.
Oh,
so
thank God.
It's good for us because we don't have to edit that
cursing.
Song.
Yeah,
I'm not against profanity, but I don't like editing it out. You know, I'm just saying.
Just saying's all, guys.
We should the next time we do this, we should like insert little censor beeps. Like
unnecessary censorship.
I'm all for censoring, but I don't beep any of that beep. this is Here We Go Again by Mega Ran. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU.
Here we go again.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Here We Go Again by Mega Ran or Random. We're still kind of up in the air on what he actually calls himself. Before we move on anymore, we were talking about the Humble Weekly Bundle. I'm sorry, we were talking about the Microsoft CEO poll before the track.
Before you start chasing all the rabbits and going crazy.
Well, listen, you know, rabbits are really... I'm not doing this.
I love rabbits.
We're going to stay on track. This is my mission for the rest of the night.
Stay on topic.
We're going to stay on topic.
Stay on topic.
I can't shake him. You can email us. You can email us if you know that where that's from. You should know where that's from if you're listening to this show. Anyway, we were talking about the new Microsoft CEO and how on this completely unofficial poll, Half-Life creator Gabe Newell or Valve CEO Gabe Newell's at number three, and Linus Torvald, who
is at number two.
He's at number two. He's the creator of the Linux kernel.
Right.
Anyway, we both Red Bear and I are going to LinuxCon this year. So if you're going to be at LinuxCon, I think it's September 16th.
So
in another week.
And there's
and
actually
half.
An event the day before. I'm going to try to hit up.
It's like a meet and greet.
Yeah.
And I think I can go to that too. But
awesome.
It's really awesome if you're into Linux, if you're into anything with IT, or if you like an operating systems that's stable, then I'm inferring that other operating systems aren't stable, but we're going to be at LinuxCon, and Linus Torvalds is actually going to be speaking there. So
yes, he is.
How excited are you?
I am extremely excited.
I am
as
well.
That is how I'm right here.
Hopefully
this is radio, so they can't see where I'm pointing.
Hopefully he's a good speaker. Like, I hope he's not like a really crappy speaker.
I don't know.
I mean,
it'd be nice if he's a great speaker.
How many talks have
if
you been to?
He's the next Steve Jobs keynote guy.
Oh,
that'd
man,
be
that'd
awesome.
Be awesome.
I don't think Linus is really known for his speeches.
Right, but I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where in any class or in any group project you've ever been in, it's one thing to know your stuff. It's another thing to be able to communicate. And I think
communication is key.
Communication is key. Words of a wise man. I don't know who said it.
Who got that?
I don't know who said that. MG. But words of a wise man. It is key. You don't. You don't know what you're talking about. You can still communicate. You can get your word. You can get it across. You have no idea how to communicate. I don't know. I hope he's a good communicator because I think he's definitely, obviously, he's very learned at what he does. I mean, he made Linux.
Yeah, he made Linux, and that's still extremely popular. Even more popular now that Google's releasing Android everywhere.
Yep.
Everyone's running Linux.
Yep. Now, to follow up with the Here We Go Again by Mega Man. So, you played Mega Man.
I've played some Mega Man.
Let's talk about Mega Man because longtime listeners of the show, they know Mega Man 2 is like, that is my game. Mega Man X is like the more of adult version of my game.
Right.
But, I mean, what Mega Mans have you played?
Well, I've probably played them all. Not nearly as extensively as you.
But like you,
I'm not a connoisseur of Mega Man.
There you go. It's like some people like wine. Here. I'm all about some Mega Man. Hmm. Even the bad Mega Man games I've played, even the card games I've played.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've not played any
you
of
know,
games.
In order to
Who
know,
did you play with?
Well, it was a digital card game.
Oh, okay.
I didn't play the actual like physical card game.
Okay.
I've never played card games like the whole Pokemon thing, the Yu-Gi-Oh thing, Magic.
Oh, you skipped
even.
Right through that?
I was a yo-yo kid growing up.
Oh yeah.
I had a, you know,
that was the two popular
in,
things.
In junior
it was either
high.
Pokemon or yo-yos.
Right. Like people would ask me like, hey man, you want to trade cards? And I was like, nah man, but I can walk the dog. And
I went Pokemon.
That's what you would
Charizard.
I watched Digimon. I never did anything with Digimon. I had one of the little digital things. I wasn't a physical collector. I didn't collect the cards. But anyway, I played a ton.
Stay on topic.
Thank you. I play a ton of Mega Man. A ton.
And, I know.
Mega Man X, again, like, I still own the anniversary. I think I consolidated. Like, I owned all the cartridges, and then I consolidated.
And then you bought the anniversary.
Right. And I still own that. And then I bought the ones on the PS Network or PSN or whatever, and I love it. I'm building, like, an arcade. It's always in progress, but I'm building an arcade cabinet just to play Mega Man. That's my primary game that I want to play. And, I think my favorite game out of the classics is Mega Man 2. Out of the X's, of course, Mega Man X. It was like the best one. X2 was pretty good. And X3 had that cool chip on the cartridge, but that's fine. Mega Man X is really good.
Chip on the cartridge.
So crazy enough, they had this MMX chip.
MMX.
It didn't stand for Mega Man X. It stood for Multimedia.
Confirmed Half-Life 3.
Multimedia. It had like multimedia something or other, and it was on a lot of games. It allowed it to do way more. It allowed more sprites to be loaded. It allowed more sounds.
It was like an expansion card on the cartridge.
Right. And it allowed these games to look so much better. It was like 32-bit graphics on a 16-bit cartridge. Not officially 32-bit. You know, it's...
You heard it. Matt said it.
But Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Done.
But yeah, so it was good. It allowed like some of the crazy scorpion effects and the dual parallax scrollings. And it was really neat. But story-wise and introductory to the series, Mega Man X stands out for me. But then they changed it. They flipped script completely in gameplay and in format, and they did Mega Man Legends. And Mega Man Legends 1 and 2 are really popular games on the original PlayStation. Even now, like a brand new copy, or I'm sorry, a used copy, even a not mint condition copy, is like $60 to $180. It's really, really good. I own both of them.
Of course. Just once?
I would buy more of them. Let's put it this way. I love these so much. Like, they're the games that I've tried to rip so that I don't ever touch the discs again. Because they're like centerpieces.
The legal reasons for ripping things. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, I never want to. I never want. Well, look. Anyway, back on topic. Mega Man Legends 3 never came out. There were like. In Mega Man Legends 2.
Yeah, there's a bit of contention on that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Mega Man Legends 2 ends on a cliffhanger.
Right.
And Mega Man Legends 3 is supposed to, like, you know, kind of sum it up. It was. I'm not sure if it was always intended to be a trilogy, but Mega Man Legends 2 definitely shouldn't be the end. Anyway, about less than a year ago, Kenji Inafune, the guy behind Mega Man, like the guy.
Big man.
He's Japanese, if you can't tell. Kenji Inafune.
Really?
Yeah. He was like the star at Capcom for a long time. He did, what was it, Dead Rising or whatever? The one where you're in the mall? And,
that was Dead Rising.
So Dead Rising, Onimusha, the ninja game, or the whatever warrior game, and then Mega Man. Those were his big things. He was let go from Capcom. About less than a year ago, and that was a huge thing. And that entire time, Mega Man Legends 3 community, like, I think there's 100,000 to backing Mega Man Legends 3. It's like a Facebook group.
Wow, it's only okay.
All right,
I thought the Kickstarter or the Facebook group?
No, this is the Facebook group.
Oh wow.
But thank you.
There is a Kickstarter.
Thank
out.
You for that Kickstarter yeah, segue. That's an awesome segue. One. Even though Kenji Inafune is out of Capcom, now we have a spiritual successor in the way of a Kickstarter that he put up. Him and his company, I think Comsoft or whatever.
Something like
whatever
that.
Is whatever his Kickstarter company
not
is.
Not Capcom.
It's not Capcom, obviously. But he put out this Kickstarter for a game called Mighty Number 9, and he asked a paltry $900,000, almost $1 million.
Almost $1 million.
And it's been up.
Why make billions?
It's been up. I think it got put up over the weekend, this past weekend. So it's been up for about 4 days now. Okay. The second day it was up, he got $940,000. The second
wow.
day. So in less than 24 hours, when I saw it, it was already up there for 3 or 4 hours. He already had $300,000. He already had a third of what he was asking.
So are you telling me that this is the third in the Mega Man X series, a spiritual successor?
It's a spiritual successor.
But
the third in the Mega Man Legends series.
And it got all the money in less than 3 days.
I'm just saying that, listen, I'm saying that M's, when you put two M's together, they could yeah. kind of be looking like an H.
An H.
And then Legends
I
for the L.
See where you're going.
And
I
then
see.
The third one, Half-Life 3 confirmed. That's all we can say.
This is clearly happening.
There's too much in the way. Stars are aligning. Planets are. Can stars align? Planets align.
Planets like cats living with dogs.
Just things don't work out the
way
it
is. Crazy.
Things are falling apart. But this Kickstarter is looking fantastic. The art is looking really great.
I did see some of the art shots. That does look amazing.
Instead of calling the guy Mega Man or Rock, I think his name's like Beck. Or Beck and Call or whatever, like some goofy
well,
name.
Well, I'm sure that Mega Man's probably owned by Capcom, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Kenji Inafune was able to steal the rights back. Otherwise, he'd be kickstarting a Mega Man
X3.
Legends 3, yeah.
Legends 3, excuse me.
So he already has, it's fully funded as of now, and then some. And I think for $20, you can get the game, like a download, you know, version of the game.
Right.
You know, $40, you get like physical game box for people that want that. And it's really awesome.
MG.
I'm not saying I don't want it. In fact, if I can get a giant box, like the size of a big canvas.
The advertising boxes that they have on them.
Like, oh, man. I need to talk to us. Like, I got some friends someplace that that do that. Like, they dismantle all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
When Mass Effect 3 came out, I had two giant life-size Sheppers. Like, with like, the big, like, claw, like, the big, what's it called? Omni-tool, like,
the
Omni-tool? Dagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. With, like, the Reapers coming in the background. I had two of those, and they broke when I moved. But I didn't cry, but that's fine. So yeah, that's happening. In other Kickstarter news, Jonathan Colton.
Jonathan Colton, yeah.
So he's,
I know him. He's great.
Personally,
no, I don't
yeah.
really know.
He got really famous.
We played Code Monkeys last week.
Yep, Code Monkeys. He did the. He wrote and originally did the track at the end of Portal.
Right.
I can't remember the name of the
alive?
Track.
Yeah,
still alive. He originally did that and sold
as
it to, as performed by Gladys. And then he did the one Just Want You Gone at the end of Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Not as good as Still Alive in my opinion. But,
no, well, it's still fun.
Yeah, no, it was good. I enjoyed it, but the Portal 1 Still Alive is awesome.
Oh yeah.
So he did Code Monkeys, he did Skullcrusher Mountain. He did a bunch of stuff for Rock Band, like on Rock Band Network or whatever. You could buy like his pack and get like 5 or 6 songs. He had a Kickstarter, and I've talked about that last Experience Point Season 3. We had, it's been 4 seasons already.
Wow. And I'm just getting on board.
Dios míos.
Where have I been?
He did a Kickstarter and was fully funded for a Code Monkey 4-series or 4-volume graphic novel for Code Monkey. And we were looking at it before this spot in the show. It's looking great.
It is looking beautiful.
He's got Greg Pak, who's famous for a lot of the Marvel comics.
Yes.
And I mean, not the Marvel comics where it's like, oh yeah, you open up Photoshop and you put the blur filter on. No, these are the Marvel comics you actually, like, they're the ones that they frame and they put and you buy for $100,000 or $100 in the comic shop. They're the really nice ones.
Yes.
Anyway, he's got this one up.
Code Monkey Comics coming out.
Code Monkey Comics.
4-volume set.
Yeah. And I think it'll be completely released in November, I think. So in a few months,
so
it'll
be
completely released. And I know I kickstarted
before it. Before Christmas.
As soon as before the holiday season, you could get yours. And I'm fairly certain, like, he's printing a lot. I'm sure he's going to release it in, like, comic shops, graphic novel shops.
Maybe like
Barnes & Noble's and Books A Millions, yeah. I mean, I can't see it being such a small release for something that's got this much, like, pull behind it. Maybe it's only going to be a limited
release. We may be living in our little bubble again where we think things are more popular than they are.
Now, I mean, Jonathan Colton's pretty popular.
He is pretty popular. But I also thought that the giant robot movie, Pacific Rim. I thought that was like the blockbuster of the summer.
It wasn't?
No, it turned out, I think Grown Ups 2 was.
Ah, it's not. And I don't count that as a movie.
No, everyone else in the world did except for us.
Pacific
living in our
Rim.
Little world watching,
you know,
Pacific
you
Rim.
You
want to
know something crazy about Pacific Rim?
Giant robots fighting giant monsters?
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
China looks at Pacific Rim as being pure American
propaganda.
This is ridiculous. We're gonna pause. Hold on. We're not gonna chase a rabbit. We're gonna pause. We're gonna talk
on topic.
We're gonna talk about something that's important. Pacific Rim is not an American movie.
It takes place in China.
It's directed by Guillermo del Toro. That's not an American name. Del Toro. No. Guillermo. With L's.
It clearly has too many L's to be American.
They have like a Russian team. They have
the Russian team is the best team.
What was the tsunami team, like the Fire
the
Sun
Japanese
or yeah, whatever.
Team with the crazy robot.
One of the main co-stars is Japanese.
Yeah,
the other
yeah.
guy, the general or the commander, is British.
British.
How is this American propaganda? I don't understand it.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
That's. Anyway,
that was a great movie. Didn't do as good as I thought it did.
I thought it did fantastic.
Apparently, people like Grown Ups better.
And we'll include that. We'll have to watch it once it comes out. When's it coming out? Do you know when it's coming out?
I don't know. It's got to come out soon. It's been out of theaters
before holidays.
Before
the holidays.
We'll watch
season.
It and
we'll do a little
like a screen
review
rant
on
of it or something. We should do that.
Anyway, so following the Jonathan Coulton bit, this is The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan
now
Coulton.
Now it's all coming together.
This is called Stitching. We're stitching. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm Red Bear.
And I am MG. That was The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Coulton. Last week, you lied to us.
I lied to us, I'm
Red
a
Bear.
Dirty, filthy liar. I'm sorry.
Well, let's not get out of hand. I mean,
well,
you're not really dirty or filthy, but you are a liar.
I've been in the woods, so I'm a little dirty and filthy.
Is that why you're all the way on the other side of the booth?
That's why.
Last week, you said you had a friend, your roommate.
My roommate
that
pre-ordered the PS4.
Right, the PS4, the obviously
and then
superior
I went on
the console.
Rant and tirade about the Xbox and said, I'm never ordering one. That's stupid. I ordered one.
Oh, you did?
I ordered one.
Wow. So,
yeah. Well,
so why? What sparked the interest and changed your mind?
Well, we discussed they took back all their DRM stuff, so that was a plus. But then I was reading and found Forza 5. And what that is a racing simulator. So it's not really, it's a game, but it's kind of like the Microsoft Flight Simulator of racing games.
It's like Top Gear, but.
Well, Top Gear is the reason I decided to go ahead and buy the console and the game because it's an Xbox exclusive. They have recreated the Top Gear test track in England.
You're talking about the Top Gear, the show, not Top Gear like the Super Nintendo game, right?
No. Yeah, the show, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, with Jeremy and Captain Slow and all. Anyway, the Stig. Yeah.
Can you make a character?
I'm not sure. But like I said, they recreated their test track to a 1-to-1, and you can race all the cars you can never afford on Top Gear's test track.
Nice. Nice. So I know I've played, what was it, Gran Turismo.
This is like, basically their answer to Gran Turismo.
Oh, okay. And it's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Wow.
For Xbox.
So with the Xbox One, you'll be able to like watch Top Gear while playing
Forza. I'm on the
Forza.
Top Gear track. Well, I'm a car guy, and so I could totally picture myself watching them review a car and do their lap time and see if I can beat it in Forza 5.
I assume it physics-wise, it's like... Correct physics.
That's the idea. It's a racing simulation.
The way the
cars behave is supposedly how if I was sitting in this, $2 million car, it would drive, but I don't know because I can't sit in most of the vehicles they have on
this. This is definitely more cost effective, even if it was. The Xbox is, $400?
Xbox is $400, and the game is $60.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so.
Are you getting a steering wheel?
Eventually. I'm going to wait until a few more manufacturers come out with a good one.
One of those force-feedback Madcat steering wheels or whatever?
I'm just going to get one of the old NASCARs that's been dismantled and just get hydraulics. We're going for cheaper than actually having the car.
It's like, when I wanted to fly a plane, I just got a
decommissioned plane. I was getting confused by what I want to do and what I can do. So, I'll probably just have the Xbox controller.
Well, that's cool. No, I mean, it's cool. So in the what you're saying is in the future, not only will we have a PS4 being able to review that.
We'll also have the Xbox One.
Nice.
Yeah, so
nice.
That's the thing. But on Forza 5, another thing that I thought was really interesting in it is they've kind of thrown the idea of game AI out the window.
What?
Hold on to this for a second. So you know how any game ever, especially actually racing games, AI is stupid.
They're all the same, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're doing now is, since Microsoft is focused, I forgot how many tons of servers they have for the cloud, for the Xbox cloud, then they've opened this up to the developers. So the Forza 5 team is using all this computing power to watch how you play, and you get a drivatar. You're a drivatar, so your character and it watches like the moves you make and where you make mistakes and where you're aggressive, where you're passive, things like that. And all the time your little character is playing the game in the cloud.
That is crazy. So
all the AI is other people's simulation.
So it's not necessarily other people, but it's like,
it's not other people, it's not a recording of your race.
It's like a copy of how they do it, the attributes of their style. Wow.
And a cool thing about that is your friends, you can race their drivatars all the time.
Nice.
So if you got that one friend that's really good at the game on this one track and you want to beat him, you can just race his drivatar while he's not there, and maybe
this isn't
better.
An extra service. Like they're doing
this is part of the game.
Wow. That's innovative. That's innovative. I'll say that.
Well, this is what we could do with these amazing technologies we're coming out with. I wish I had it in front of me, but I left my Nexus 7 in Civilization when I went to the woods.
Yeah.
So I can't look it up, but Microsoft has just hundreds, if not thousands, of servers.
I know they dedicated a huge server pool to it.
To the Xbox cloud.
Yeah.
And that is a massive amount of
computing power. So you know what this means.
Half-Life 3 confirmed. That is what I'm reading out of it.
We're beating that joke to death, I think. Well, that seems cool.
Horseless kick it.
You know, it's funny that you were talking about like the AI in racing games, because I remember playing like Ridge Racer back in the day. Yeah. Cruising USA and Cruising the World.
Man, we used to have that in Holden at the fried chicken place. They used to have that.
Yeah, like
played the crap out of that game.
It was like with a stand-up cruising. It wasn't even like the one where you sit down and you're comfortable. You had like the
pedals were on the floor and you had to stand there and the shifters.
It was like an Outrun. It was like the game Outrun.
Yeah.
Remember Outrun? It was the same chassis as an Outrun, but Cruising USA. The AI was really bad in that.
It's terrible.
And even more than that, like I grew up doing those games. So when I played like Gran Turismo or Sega Rally, they were super accurate as far as their physics, and I've never played a super accurate racing game, so I'm sliding all over the place. I'm taking a turn and I like spin out.
What do you mean I can't take this turn at 120 miles an hour?
Exactly. You see, I play Wipeout.
I have to use brakes?
Yeah. That's exactly right. I was like, I need to go fast. They're going to all beat me, and I take a turn going 45 miles an hour, and I just spin around. But I guess in a way, that's just like a first world problem. Like I've never played a game that I've been able to be good at, like a real physics, you know, based racing game. But on the topic of first world problems,
what you got?
I have some slow internet.
I've been to your house, and I can confirm that you have slow internet.
I was trying to watch.
I mean, not that I can use my own device, because you won't add me to your little list.
I'm going to add you to the list. I have a MAC address built in.
I'm going to add to a list, everyone.
He's now a VIP.
Of the Gill House.
A VID, a very important device.
No, your internet is terrible.
But I was trying to stream to Twitch. I can watch Twitch. We have a cap. His Twitch name is Dextrum. So if you want to check him out, twitch.tv/Dextrum, DextStrom. He's always streaming League of Legends. I think we were streaming Borderlands 2 the other day when we were just kind of goofing around. I was going to do that because, man, it seems so cool to do it. Just because you're playing, why not?
But your uplink's probably, what, like 56K still?
Maybe that. I think it's supposed to be 6 meg. I'm not going to name my
carrier.
Well,
you've got 6 meg down, but your uplink's going to be...
It's nowhere near that.
Nothing?
It's I know I could pull, like, speed-wise, 700, 800 kilobytes a second, which that's like 6 megs.
Down.
Up. It is not.
That is where ISPs in general get you.
Right. If I had that up, I wouldn't be so bad. I could do, you know, 480p at least. This one, it's like it's watching a really uneventful slideshow when I try to like stream.
This is my PowerPoint presentation of League of Legends.
Please
pay attention to slide 53 where I come in and gank this guy.
Oh my God. It's horrible. And on top of that, I've been doing some stuff with Plex, right? We're gonna get together and we're going to design like a really good, you know, under $300 build for a Plex media server.
Okay.
And we're gonna post that on the website. We're gonna talk about the website after the next break, but you know, we're gonna do that. I'm working on like trying to find
we're gonna do the opposite of my last media center build.
Yeah,
where I went all out. Oh.
We're going to minimize the cost, maximize the
$1,000.
No, we're not going to do it. Maybe a third of that.
It's glorious.
I bet it is.
It is. It can play YouTube like it's no one's business.
I tried the Raspberry Pi running Rasplex. It worked for a little bit.
On the one or the two?
On the whatever the 512 model is, the two, I think.
That's the newest one, yeah.
The one with the onboard Ethernet. Yeah. It worked all right for a little bit, and then it started glitching out. It needs a remote, so I used my phone as a remote, but then it was losing connection to the remote, so I'd get stuck in the menu system. And then I'm on my PS3, which is a default. Like it supports Plex out the box. And, again, these really are first-world problems because, like, some people are like...
And I realize, speaking of first-world problems, you can't see us, and I keep nodding my head at Matt like y'all can hear me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm agreeing with everything you're saying, but you don't know.
Every
that.
Time you nod, you say nod. Yes,
nod, yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, you know,
let's talk about first world problems. How about that AC?
Oh yeah. So we're in the booth right now,
we're still in the booth.
And I don't know KSLU.
Still hot.
I don't know if we're doing a budget cutting. You know, like lower the energy bill, go green type of thing.
Don't none
of
the windows like cold weather.
None of the windows open in here, and I think the sound dampening like stuff is also like an insulator. So
it literally would be.
Yeah. I mean, a heat insulator as well.
Yes.
So it and the walls are like sort of carpet to catch the big sounds.
Yeah, so it doesn't escape. And you can hear my lovely voice.
It's a little. It's toasty in here.
It is.
We're gonna have to get on with the AC, guys. See if that's broken or not, but yeah, PS3, it plays for a little bit. I was trying to watch Suits, and
well, that's your problem. You're trying to watch Suits.
Suits is awesome. No, you don't like that. Suits?
Well, now you should just be watching House of Cards instead.
I don't have Netflix.
Well, I'll get Netflix.
What about you? What about some first world problems for you?
First world. Well, you talk about the PS3. My roommate recently bought Final Fantasy 14, which confused me for a second because I was like, whoa, wait. Didn't this came out?
And there's two of them. Yeah,
I remember it being really crappy
because
I like had signed on to the beta.
Yeah,
and then he's like, nah. Well, it was actually so terrible that they took it back, redid it, and re-released it. And it's like I forgot what it's called. It's Final Fantasy 14.
Realm Reborn.
Realm Reborn. That was it.
There's a funny story about that. The designer that they brought into 14, screwed it up so bad they fired him.
It was terrible.
Killed everyone in Final Fantasy 14.
Was an actual in-world event.
It was an in-world thing.
I wish
everybody.
I would have gone for that.
It killed everybody, and the servers went down. And now, like, the entire process of them coming back, that's building the game back again.
And it's following through in the storyline.
Yeah. The Cataclysm or the Reckoning or whatever it's
called.
But
anyway, the first world problem there is that his video card has decided it doesn't like Final Fantasy 14.
Well, that's a problem with all Square Enix games is they decide... I wonder when Square Enix will make the decision, like, we're much better at making movies than games.
The games, yeah. No, but this is on his PlayStation 3.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
So
it started to glitch out.
It started to glitch out and
do
get
lines.
Artifacts and like the screen goes off, comes back on. But he's been hardcore moding that through the glitches, through the blank screens.
Nice.
I think he's up to like level 12 or 14 now.
I have no comparison because like 12 levels in WoW is not 12 levels in like.
So I haven't played the new one, so I don't know. Maybe that's impressive.
I know it's very
maybe
pretty.
Maybe it's level cap.
It's very pretty.
It is very. Well, like I said, our PlayStation's freaking out right now.
Yeah.
But when you can see it, it's very pretty.
I was trying to play Infamous the other day, and I have one of the original PS3s with backwards compatibility.
The fat one?
Yeah.
That had a PS2 inside of it?
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the... I mean, I think I paid like $600 for it, right?
Yeah, but you got two consoles.
Right. And I had full backwards compatibility. Three, actually, because PS1... Well, I guess PS2 was PS1 as well, but I could play PS1, PS2, and PS3. I tried playing Infamous, and I get like this weird... I look at a guy, and he's walking down the street, and there's like a line connecting to some like... point just off in the distance. I can't see it. There's nothing there. It's like not supposed to be there. And there was texture tearing, and then there's flickering HDMI artifact. And so I guess it's just, you know, it's getting old.
It's getting old. It's wanting you to buy
it's like,
PS4.
It's like 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I guess it's about time to
it's about
to
time to buy
it.
PS4.
But yeah, those are just some first world problems that we've been having, which kind of segues nicely into the song by MC Frontalot called First World Problems. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And this is Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU Experience Points.
Yeah, it is.
Nerd rap invested your internet. You left it.
What of a millionaire in the first world?
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We were just talking about, that was First World Problems by MC Frontalot. We were just talking about like a year ago, maybe, when the Zero Day album, that
Zero
wasn't
Day
off of Zero Day, but
yeah.
when the album came out, you were actually listening to the show.
I called in.
He
and
called
I won.
In.
I'm a winner.
And he was like, he's talking to me, and I was like, hey, you've won. And he's like, sweet, yeah, I listen to the show all the time. And I didn't know it was him. And then at the end, he's like, by the way, it's Chase. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up?
It was great.
So it was pretty good. But yeah, so a lot
all the way down from Hattiesburg to get that disc.
Yeah, yeah. I could have mailed
still
it to
listen,
you.
No, not worth it. Much better pick it up
at
the studio.
You still listen to CDs?
I still, yeah. CDs have the better audio quality, and it's a little bit of nostalgia there.
And arguably. Well, listen, we are running out of time, but we have a few things to kind of just cover over or to cover.
Over, throw a blanket on it.
No, not in this booth. It's
no,
hot.
Jesus.
Anyway,
water.
It yeah, it's
we were swimming.
It's like
in the studio.
You touch the table. You touch the radio booth, and your hands.
I'm drawing
stick
smiley
to it.
Faces on the table
that's
right
disgusting.
Now.
Disgusting. Little fingerprints everywhere.
We are so in southern Louisiana.
The humidity is 100% over here. Anyway, we have a few new things coming out. We have the Facebook. We've had the Facebook for a while. You know, Google on or do a Facebook.
We're getting Google.
No, we're not buying Google. Not yet.
It's so exciting.
Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com or whatever, and just
Facebook.
Do a search for experience points. You'll see a little Mario logo. We're going to change that eventually, but right now it's a Mario.
It's a pretty cool logo.
Yeah, but it has the wrong times on it. Now we're from 9 to 10. So,
goodness.
Anyway, click on that and you'll see a lot of our Facebook posts. We're both admins. We'll see anything you post there.
Indeed.
But we actually have a new website.
A real website.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's in progress. If you go to it now, you're going to see a lot of in progress under construction type
little
stuff.
Construction guy.
Tell him the dude. URL. He doesn't remember the URL. It's so
XP.
Secret in you. So secret
it's
in
so
you.
New. He hasn't told me.
I haven't even told him. It is EXPPOINTS. So EXPPOINTS.com. Not it's got two P's in it.
EXP
points. So XPPOINTS.com. Two P's. Not one. And you can see, obviously, we have the radio show. We're going to be cutting some of these things apart so you can hear just us talking. We're going to have a blog so you can see what we're doing. We got a full cast that's going to help us out with this. And hopefully,
some great guys coming on board.
Yep. It's going to be pretty awesome. We're going to have a podcast. We're talking about doing that and structuring it.
Maybe do some outtakes.
Oh, yeah. Like, so when we record the show, we have a lot of points.
A lot of post-production goes into this.
No pre-production, honestly.
No, I think that's probably why we have to do so much post-production.
We don't plan, and then
you think
then
we chase rabbits on air?
No.
You already hear us in the studio.
It's bad. This was originally 5 hours of audio.
It's a five-hour show. We've condensed to an hour.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's concentrate.
Concentrate.
Experience points concentrate. You also have some reviews, so pretty soon Red Bear is going to be doing
I'll get on the Nexus 7 review.
Yeah. I'll be doing...
Spoilers, it's awesome.
I'll be doing a few different reviews, maybe a video card review here or there, or some hardware, maybe even a game. I just beat Dead Space 3 and might have to replay it so I can review individual things. But we're going to do stuff like that. On top of that, we do have all new emails.
Yay!
I am MG at exppoints.com, two P's. And you?
I'm Red Bear at exppoints with two P's .com.
Yep. So if you want to email us to that, we will get those emails and we will, you know, take them under advisement. If you have any expectations that are not being met or concerns or comments,
are we
or
meeting
complaints?
All of your expectations this evening?
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that you want us to review,
we are.
Then just go ahead and shoot us an email or shoot us a text or a post on the Facebook page. On top of that, we're also getting a new format for the show pretty soon.
We're going to format the show.
We're going to we're actually going to have a
we're actually going to have a real format. So me and you talking.
Yeah, because I mean that's been a long time. Whenever I was doing the show by myself, it was play a lot of music because talking to myself is a mental disorder. And then
I keep trying to tell him that.
And then
glad to know you're making progress.
Step one.
Brought on a co-host.
Day by day. Even through the previous co-hosts.
I'm here to help MG. That's why I'm here.
Even through previous co-hosts, it was still, no formatting or very little formatting. So we're actually going to sit down, design a show, maybe get it to 2 hours in the long run, but immediately design a format where it's a good mix of talk and music.
And music.
And
I might try to bring in some new music.
We have some new music coming
in. From my angle.
We have some new music coming
I'll show you some music.
I'm telling them. We have some new music.
There's new music.
Yeah, there's new music on its way.
I'm agreeing with you loudly.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
In the email. But that's what's coming down the pike. pretty soon. So we're actually going to end on a pretty – I like this this song. It's MC Lars, True Player For Real.
True Player For Real.
It's awesome because when you listen to it, it seems kind of – it's like really geeky, but that's what we're here for.
I'm hoping that's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. It's got Weird Al Yankovic playing like accordion.
I think, and it's, that's how you know they made it,
He's I know. It's so awesome. That's what he says in the song. He's like, I got my lifelong hero or my childhood hero playing accordion.
And
he's
like, in a minute.
That's how you know we've made it. And he goes through and tells you about his life. So it is a self-referential introduction song for MC Lars. But we're going to go ahead and we're jam out to that, and we're going to leave you. Hit us back up next Wednesday from 9 to 10, new time, same place on 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points.
I'm Red Bear.
And I am MG.
Good night.
Lars Horace. I like your song. I'm writing a song about you. I'm about to write on my next rocker record, which is called This Gigantic Robot Kills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the victory anthem. True Player For Real.